The basic test assumption of the device currently is a net-net neutrals, not queen and king, or any selective peaceful progression in piece addendum and game piece in array wireless construct, or in simile, it's a wired construct. There are four wires going over in a kind of H-bridge. You have a high, a low, plus, minus. High, low, plus, minus, and not MIDI carriage. But it will be fashioned as a cable. That connects to the, not qubit necessarily. It's not really a qubit, but it manufactures a qubit together of the Kordovec DeVries engine, which is a folded soliton wave and a hyper accessory of polynomials that are kinked into zeros and ones in a trace and an eigenvaluated basis, eigenfunction, which basically breaks down the polynomial signature for an affolding generalized Bezier spline or curve and retrofits it into an incline of a smaller volumetric margin. So there's a second addendum under the cap and release. These lift and lower. When it lifts and lowers, it goes top, over, and beneath, and back under the table, in front, full frontal to kneecap location, approximately in sound wave. So it's like this roll. The roll comes around, and then it bifocally snaps like thumb in the secondary hand together. The fists close or open, the hands open or close. Snaps free without the thumb. The other thumb is managing the other direction in space and time and causation. So that remains of a local hope in a bifurcative flow of first derivative that is log or log elliptic, e to the lambda t by a k1 like kernel. The first derivative remains translocally non-differentiable scoop process, and over the fold that remains the spine of a biblio in a book that may be like a magazine or a carriage, loosely speaking. So the addendum is then the equipment that is the Arduino. It's a microcontroller. It's driven by a computer, programmed by a computer. It remains translocally to peer up in the original device that is connected by four wires to these elliptic gates. The elliptic driver remains remotely behind, and I need a compensator. So yet ahead, we have a compensator, which is a general varactive design and dual diode flip fold over in H-bridge, Wien bridge, like this constructive deconstructive varactive resistance in an ohmic balance like a float. And then when this compressionally folds into, or one of these snap releases in the gestures of the hands, that may lower completely and pull you through a cycle in a gravimetric electromagnetic spline in numeric mathematical type theory. So what it remains to do is it remains to operate on sound, essentially, or light in mathematics. And the programmability of the Markov chain and the perils and stability drives the gate structure programmably in such a way that I've been able to bleed arc tines coming through translocally. The AKAI, which is actually a previously purchased piece of electronic synth equipment, has 8x8 buttons. I intend to use this with the MIDI. Translocate and hook up this to a vertical volumetric repulse impulse to ductility in translocation, right, left upon the top, row and diagonal. So row, verbosity, diagonal, not diagonal, row and column. Row verbosity, column. Volumetric instability in the margin through a pass-through over a gate in a landscape that rolls like a covariant moving variable-free coordinate system function. So that roughly remains programmable into the computer. And then, so the voicing is given in the AK-64 or MPC-1, and the non-translog local picks up on hand gesturing in what way remain a replaceable removability, retroactive, and replacement in a wavelet theorem in one and two touch screens. So the synth idea is to get the MIDI working in a TCL TK abridgment that manages the general synth onto the logical relation for in the programmable microcontroller. And what remains to be done is another I built prior working units of the elliptic gate, but another elliptic gate of the full complete design has to be built and instructed. Another touchscreen has to be developed. The MIDI cables have to be laid into implementation. And I need various structural designs that can power cell. They can put it together just basically in boxes that have switches in remote locale. So there's an override. If we push two in a keyboard, which is an interesting device to meld this with, then I press a minor major in a scale, like on one octave, and I flip a switch, and it switches instrument entirely in terms of the vocal octave ranging. So that could remain to select the instrument, or the instrument could be selected in two pitch touches upon what one touch screen, pinching the flow of constructive deconstructive information. Like you have a Harry Beecher Stowe voice. So, or you have Carly Annie Lennox voice, or you have, it could be of any modality. You get bad, you get, but the voicing is the instrumentation that is the backing of the music that allows you to do fully of accorded in then the Ableton Live, the voicing and the structure that breaks down to the AKI. So I switch the instrument in one tap, then next cycle through the instrumentation. As we're going through the synth design and the flow, I tap again, or I tap in a different place and tap as I navigate my instrumentation upon the MP3. You have a dual functionality in the AK AI. So currently, there's just one thing I do not understand, which is why I have to force a signal back through the flow, like airflow, to get a phonetic structure. I'm getting 8-2-1 resonances in two switches, or 8-6-2-1 resonances in the two switches, and I'm getting an 8-4-2-1 manifold and switch over in parity time of six folded over an RJ45. It can be broken down to 64, 64, 64, 64. The complete idea was to produce an interchange that would convey up in time, over in time, and out in space, and then out in space and in time. So you think about that, that's a qubit.